All right, it's Tuesday. You're right, Loud Sean. Almost had a little accident in the office. It is the rundown. July 16th?
18th.
It is brought to you by Spreza Box. Use the code RUNDOWN. You'll get 25% off your first month's box. Spreza Box simplifies the shopping experience. New box shipped out each month containing 5 to 6 products, socks, ties, cufflinks, all the products that maybe you don't have but you want. Like, ooh, I could use some cufflinks, a little handkerchief, all that stuff. Sunglasses and more. Subscriptions start at $25. Guaranteed to have $100 in the box. Do the math. You're making money. You're stealing from Spreza Box. 25% off your first month's box. Elika is back, our last rundown of the day, wearing the Hawaiian shirt, which you can also buy.
Not your name, too.
Not her name, which I found out. I was stunned by that. And you were like, what do you mean? Do you pronounce it?
Yeah, pronouncing. I thought maybe it was a pronunciation thing.
No, straight middle name.
It's my middle name. So it's been my middle name since the day I was born. It's on my birth certificate.
But she only started using it at age 20.
Yeah. Mm.
So what's the real name?
The real first name is Sanam.
Sanam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you made the right choice.
I think so, too.
Because of Saddam.
No, just like... I used to say Sanam. Just like, I don't know if that's a guy or a girl.
Sanam gets butchered a lot more easily than Elika does.
But isn't what I said what you said?
Yes. Yeah, so growing up, I mean, I grew up in the 90s. Saddam was a much more common figure. So when you get made fun of on the playground and your name is Sanam, it becomes Sanam, which becomes Saddam. And, you know, and I think it built character.
And at age 20, were you still rolling around the playgrounds? Were you still rolling around playing around at 20?
Like, you probably were.
Oh, that's
Clancy
move. I read KFC's Twitter.
cherry picking off Clancy.
You switched it mid college?
Towards the end of college, yeah. Oh. Well, I figured like I'm either going to go into the workforce or I'm going to go to grad school. I'm going to meet a whole bunch of new people. They're not going to know me as Sanam or Saddam or Saddam or whatever the hell.
Does anyone still call you that?
My family does. Good family friends do. So, are we boring the Stoolies yet?
No, I think it's fairly fascinating.
Okay.
So,
anyways, onto the subjects, and I have my phone. Dan, you did the subjects. Lucky Whitehead's dog has been stolen and is being held ransom. A rapper stole it.
Lucky Whitehead, that's his name, right? Lucky Whitehead, nigga, play for the Cowboys. Tell me, want his dog back, nigga? On gang, y'all give me what I paid for this bitch, nigga. I need 20 bins. We need 20 bins.
Why?
Giving back. So it's been concluded.
Yeah. The
Was there a sexual triangle involved? Is that why this happened?
I have no idea. Keith told me to stay woke, that it's possibly the rapper is so not well known that it was something where like they worked it out for each other. But either way, the question is like, how much would you pay for your dog? It's unlimited, right? Someone stole your dog?
Infinity.
Because he said he wouldn't pay like $10,000.
That's horrible.
I didn't think ransom was like a real thing. I just thought it was in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, how do you actually get away with, like,
it's always
there's
the got to
be some sort of transfer. Like, how are you getting away with that?
It's, you need the plane that's ready to take off with the money in it.
It's got
to
be like Bitcoin something. And right. Then, I don't know.
I mean.
How do you pull that off?
I 1,000% could.
You could pull off
kidnap
ransom?
Kidnap something. Absolutely.
You could not.
You could kidnap it, but then how do you give it back?
Well, because the answer is what you do is you hit a number. You gotta know how wealthy the person you're stealing from. And
right.
So if you take a dog, and someone to me, and I'm not bribed, but someone's like, I have your dog, $10,000. Don't involve the cops, or else I'm gonna kill your dog. I don't involve the cops. I give the $10,000.
You just maybe wire it. You can wire it.
Or just you leave it in a bag. And
But then that's the you leave the bag, and I grab your arm. I'm like, I gotcha.
Oh, I would never do that.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd actually mess with a kidnapper.
I mean,
if they have my dog, I think that's like dad strength.
But if you have your dog, you just get out. They let the dog run. You take the bag. Oh, I'm convinced anybody with
a brain. What if the dog doesn't run to you? That's
well, then,
a bad sign. You just pay $10,000 for the dog
that's
won't come running.
That's tough.
But I do love that there's a burner phone in this story that involves an NFL player, and it's really just because the dog was kidnapped. Like, I feel like a burner phone story in the NFL
burner
should
screams,
have a much better
mistresses.
Story behind
yeah.
it.
Mistresses, yeah, which I'm still not outruling is involved. But the crime thing is something I think you guys are underestimating. I value your intelligence, and you're intelligent enough. Anybody can commit one crime and get away with it, no
doubt. Pulling off the transfer of money is the tricky part.
Well, you got to pick the right target.
No, you got to be the right criminal, which this guy was not, because now we know who it is, and the dog's back, and I doubt he got $10,000 or whatever.
Dave, I don't think you could pull off a ransom drop as the criminal.
I know I could. I'd pick the right person. I absolutely could do that. You just pick someone who's not like, I would never, I've already said, when I see trouble, I run. Like, I, once I have what I want back.
He's never punched someone out of anger.
Never. Have you?
I mean, yeah, in like a stupid bar fight in college.
Yeah, so I've never thrown a punch in anger, ever. And I'm not, if I have my dog back, I want this thing to be done. I'm not like then trying to wrestle the guy and make a citizen's arrest. I don't do that.
It's fucked up though. You don't fuck with people's dogs.
No, definitely not. Shout out, by the way, that video that we haven't posted, which is like the most amazing video of all time, which is real and they've updated, is the dog going into the water to save the baby deer, the doe. That is an unbelievable video. The doe is in a hospital, an animal shelter, surviving. It is. Did you see
it? I have not seen it, but I can imagine.
It's the, you can't even see that it's a baby, it's a doe, a baby deer, is Bambi. Underwater. Yes,
essentially.
You can't see it. A dog jumps in, grabs it, drags it out of the ocean, and then is like nuzzling it to wake up. It moves a little bit, and the doe is now.
Fucking dogs, man.
It's post the video. It's
the best.
Literally unbelievable.
The
like
best.
It's dogs one of those things where you just feel fuzzy watching. It's like this is life. USC med school dean. So what? He's got prostitutes. He got caught with prostitutes doing meth. And abruptly resign.
And ecstasy.
Yeah.
And
at
she
that
had
point, that's semantics.
GHB in her system.
What's that?
Date rape drug.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, which
that's
she overdosed just, on.
It was
which is
some
how he got
we're
going to
make some jokes and now.
Okay, yeah. Don't okay. call me the party
no.
pooper.
Wait, wait a minute.
She's the party pooper for overdosing.
Were they prostitutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's date raping a prostitute?
I mean, maybe she took it intentionally. I don't know.
Whole thing is wild. The guy was on tape. He's like got a Rob Ford tape out there with ecstasy on his tongue, being like, "Here we go."
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
before
get wild.
Like the ball or the gala or I don't know some bougie.
So
shit.
This might be crazy, but I think you guys probably agree with me. A doctor, I feel like doctors should be able to do drugs because they know the limits, right?
Well, clearly not. She OD'd.
Oh well, I'm saying like himself personally.
I would think you're responsible for your
right.
Mother,
like,
right?
I don't like have a problem with the
her
doctor
OD
doing
OD is
ecstasy.
Like what ratted him out.
Right. Okay. So that's so he was bad.
She thought
in that.
She was under the care of a medical professional.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
that. I can
don't
see where
do
that
drugs
gets.
With doctors.
But if you're a doctor, I think you should be allowed to do drugs because you should know as a doctor, like, hey, here's the limit.
It's got to be like just the worst feeling when it's all consensual and you pay and everyone's having fun and then you OD. It's like, fuck.
It's like Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it's like because theoretically you think everyone's on the same page, you're not going to be in trouble, and it's basically an accident.
Yeah.
It is an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you're, I mean, you are committing a crime, but I'm one of those guys, like if everyone's consensual, like I don't think prostitution would be illegal. If it's like whatever, and then it just goes so haywire and it's like now you're fucked and you're quitting your job. I don't know why he thought quitting his job. You like we still
did he get fired or did he quit?
He quit abruptly. That's what I read. Said he quit abruptly.
You can't
way
fire
to tell
me.
On yourself.
Yeah, I quit.
Like imagine like leaving. This is kind of maybe a little bit like a little note or a pink slip on my body. Like I quit.
I'm out. I'm out.
Like I'm done with that. All right, moving on. Dickometrics. So I guess this story, Dan, you may have to do it. Instead of like a thumbprint, now you drop your like dick to show it's you?
No, you take a picture of your dick and that like unlocks your account. So you have to show that you have like a dick, I guess.
It's the right dick though.
Okay. Do you know?
Yeah. So basically you upload a picture of your dick, that becomes your new password, essentially like your thumbprint. Your dick is special to you and it's a unique snowflake, I guess. And then later when you want to unlock whatever it is you're unlocking, it's you
and then
drop your pants.
Do other people see your dick? I don't
eventually,
know.
Eventually, everybody sees everything on your phone.
What if this is like a whole blackmail scheme? Like they're trying to get all the dick pics.
Let me tell you this. You deserve to be blackmailed if you're like, oh, let me do my dick thing. And then you can't later
password.
Complain.
There are so many glitches with this. What if you drank too much? Because it says an erect dick.
What do you mean, what if you drank too much?
I mean, you're
too drunk.
Again, I think if you're signing up to this, this isn't your first rodeo sending dick pics around the internet. Like, if that's your password, you're probably pretty fluent in slinging
dick. This is like the first sign of solicited dick pics ever.
Well, it also is pretty clear, like, if you're signing up for this dickometrics, you probably have a good dick. Like,
it's also.
I'm not signing
like
up for dickometrics.
Like, you almost want
I'll
that picture
that
to
much.
Get out.
Right, exactly. You're bragging awesome. That you have a dick worthy of dickometrics.
The idea is preposterous. It almost seems like a publicity stunt. I think we can all agree, beyond reproach, the name Dickometrics is electric.
Yes, that's I agree with that.
That is.
We should start doing, we should create like fake apps like this just to write about it because it is fake.
It's
there's no way this is real.
If
weird
I told
Asian
you
is.
Dickometrics, would you have guessed that that's what this is?
It sounds, It sounds like just weird sabermetrics for your dick, but I wouldn't have imagined it was like unlocking.
Yeah.
It seems like something where you could just judge your dick.
And hey, why don't women have to take a picture of their vagina?
So apparently the female version is coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what maybe is that going to be called?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Why?
I honestly, that wasn't like a leading question. I'm like, there's no ring to like vagina metrics.
Pussylytics.
Pussylytics works.
That's pretty good.
That actually works.
Yeah.
Big news here in Barca world. Well, we have this gender reveal, which another baseball one. The guy hits a line drive right off the girl's face.
So good.
By the way, you should sue the gender because
no shits too.
Yeah. How did that happen? Oh. It didn't break.
That's the best
part.
He literally just walks up and he's checking on the ball, not his fucking pregnant wife's nose.
He's like mad the gender reveal didn't work.
That somebody's getting sued, and that goes into the bigger thing which we talked about. So congratulations, our boy Kevin Clancy has had his child. He's healthy.
A masculine man.
Yep. The name is Keegan Francis Clancy. So it's KFC2, which to me is.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild. So, what an egomaniac.
What an egomaniac. So I said I don't know whether the boy would be a rival or not till I heard. Once I found out it was KFC2.
Over.
He's like Lex Luthor.
This
kid is like going to be.
Yeah, he's got the crown. Right. You can't let him like grow to be a man.
Yeah.
Under your watch.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's your own demise.
Yes. It's Game of Thrones.
He might even team up with Shay now.
No, I mean, that
KFC
kid.
KFC 2 is diabolical.
And that kid is going to be raised like day one. Dave Portnoy's evil. Dave Portnoy's the devil. Like, he's going to be bred to kill you.
He also did a move, which I don't like him for. They have the Keegan versus Everybody shirts, which are for Keegan Bradley. His name's Keegan. And it says Junior, theoretically, it's for Jim Renner. But they're using that as KFC Junior. They're stealing the shirt from Jim Renner.
Appropriating Renner's army culture.
That I won't stand for that KFC 2.
I did not make the connection, the KFC 2. Dave, when this kid comes and like stands over your body and like you're in a hospital and he's got a pillow and he's about to smother you and kill you, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Because you
saw it coming from years away.
I already said, I watched Game of Thrones. Mute this if you haven't watched the premiere episode yet and you don't want to spoil it. But Arya Stark comes back and kills everybody and is like, if you let one of the wolf, they're going to kill all the sheep.
Yep.
Same exact thing with KFC 2.
Yep.
He couldn't, it's almost like such a in-your-face move to be like, oh, I'm going to actually name him myself.
Like but KFC not really. Too. So you can't actually be like, oh, you're an egomaniac. His name's Kevin. No, but he is.
He is. He's KFC 2, the Colonel.
It's kind of a Kardashian
the rebirth
move.
Of the Colonel. What a move by Kevin Clancy.
Oh, congrats, though, for real.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
I mean it. I don't think Dave does.
No, the grace period was about 2 seconds before
when
I went
you
in
find
on this kid. But Stooley did say, I attacked Shay pre-birth.
Yeah, you did.
So I waited till this
kid. Yeah, she was still in the womb.
Yeah, so I gave KFC 2 a fair like chance, and then Kevin named him after himself. Well, now we have a problem.
That was the NLCS trip when we were basically going back and forth from New York to Chicago. Kevin had a pregnant wife, had not been home in like a week, and then Dave's like bashing Shay on before she's been born.
I'm pretty sure that was provoked.
Here's your beard dandruff.
Yeah,
I was having
major beard damage. That was bad timing for that. Learned you got to use shampoo on the beard. Didn't know that. Chris Christie, they say he was fired because Trump. Wait, what is this?
So the story goes that when Trump was going to find out that he was going to be president, Chris Christie like came in the room and was like, "Hey, I'm going to get a call from Obama, and you can take my phone." And Trump was like. Like, I'm not touching your phone.
Germ phone.
Yeah, which also, it's that, and also, I mean, Trump was like, you have my number, like, give it to the president. Why would I use your phone?
Which is actually a very valid point.
Very valid point.
Maybe because you said the president isn't an American.
Yeah, but still very valid point. But I actually totally side with Trump on this. Chris Christie's phone's fucking disgusting.
Probably.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
He shits with that phone. He's got all Chris Christie shit all over it. Like, it falls under flaps of his skin, and he can't find it for days. Like, that's not a phone you want to touch.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Trump seems like a really weird guy with a bunch of idiosyncrasies. Yeah. He probably is a germaphobe, but like I wouldn't want to touch Chris Christie's phone either.
No.
You won't want any part of Chris Christie. I bet, I bet Chris Christie.
None of it. If he can have the
top
beach
five
to
grossest
himself.
Phones.
If you spread him out, if you put like a conveyor belt or whatever, like pulley strings on his feet and his arms and stretch him out, all sorts of shit would fall out of his stomach.
Yeah.
Like phones, M&Ms.
I imagine his body, you ever see those videos of what chicken nuggets look like? Like the pink paste? That's like Christie
when he
takes
real?
Off. Yeah.
I don't like to believe any of that.
Ugh. Well, you put in some sweet and sour sauce and who cares, I guess.
Okay,
Chris Christie's phone.
Last
how much to lick it? Would you rather lick a Subway pole or Chris Christie's phone?
The phone. I have a germaphobe on the Subway.
The phone's pretty bad though.
Last one, softest move maybe of the year. So Ed Sheeran was on Game of Thrones. He's getting a lot of heat, and he deleted his Twitter because he couldn't take the heat. So he's out. Again, I don't know why Ed Sheeran is just, if you're that affected, why you just don't have somebody else check your Twitter. You can promote shit. But when you're a big star, you shouldn't be getting bullied around the internet. I guess looks, it has to be. Somebody who's been bullied their whole life because you're weird looking, doesn't matter how silky smooth your voice is, it still bothers them. He does have a silky smooth voice.
He does. Great voice. But, I mean, it's true. It's at the end of the day, he's still the ginger kid that gets picked.
Yeah, just,
I think the weirdest part of this story is just the fact that, like, he deleted it. He should have just kept it. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to look at it.
He wants people to know. He's trying to get...
Yeah.
He's basically trying to get, like, the bullying, the online bullying crowd on his side. Because, like you said, why else would you do that?
Right. Like, isn't this going to cause more bullying? Like, you can't let the bullies know that they got to you. It's just going to make it worse.
That's a big
goal. You got to stand your ground. You got to stand up to your bully.
I agree with
or
that.
Or just don't say shit. Cry on the inside.
That's a big, though, like, social warrior crowd. Like, the no more online bullying. So maybe he's just trying to get
well,
that.
Well, and listen, they're right. Like, there is no reason to online bullying. I'm not siding with the bullies. I'm just saying, like, why are you feeding their egos?
You can bully him. If you are a Game of Thrones fan, like, get your fucking pasty ass off Game of Thrones. That's totally legal social bullying.
Well, and Ed Sheeran doesn't realize that, like, he's deleting it, being like, stop bullying. But no one's going to care about a white dude getting bullied. That's we know that for a fact. Like, you just can't. No one cares. No one cares about Ed Sheeran getting bullied. Has anyone stood up and been like, stop bullying this
there
guy?
There is a ginger. I feel like there's.
They don't have a lot
ginger
of voice.
Support club.
I feel
who's
like
the head of that? That's the problem, is they don't have like a head.
Andy
you know how
Dalton?
You say you're the head Jew? Like, who is the head? No, Andy Dalton, he doesn't. I don't think he's the head ginger. I don't even know who
Carrot
it is.
Carrot Top?
No.
See, this
Carrot
is the question,
like
though.
The
you don't have
fucking...
one. Who?
No. You know who kind of was making a run at the Crown was that kid who made the ginger bullying videos.
Ginger people do have souls, all right? I'm red hair. I have red hair. I got red hair, and I'm proud of it.
Yes.
The social kid. He went, like, viral. Like
Sean White, too, maybe. The big tomato.
Yep. Flying tomato.
Yeah, flying tomatoes, 1080s. Big tomato.
Big tomato is an electric name. Better than flying tomato. Yeah, he was, but then I feel like he backed down. You know why? Because they've all been bullied. So none of them want to be like, none of them are like, I'm going to be that guy who's like the lead. It's like if they can get out of the bullying light, they don't want to be bullied.
It's so true.
And Sheeran just passed up a huge opportunity.
Yeah, he could have been like the face of don't bully me.
Yeah, I mean,
they keep just throwing each other in front of each other.
Yeah, it's not great.
Human shields. All the gingers, just like, no, don't, oh, the heat's off me for a second? Like, cool.
Yeah,
you're right.
I agree. That's the rundown. Because I do have a call 3. Elika, it was great having you for this 2-day stint.
Great
unless you guys
here.
Have post-show that anybody wants to talk about, and Coley could take my mic, but I literally got to get on this call. I don't know, you just happened to be the closest guy I saw.
What do you want to talk about, Coley?
Yeah, I have a mic here, too.
Okay.
Just take
your saw anybody.
Coley, anything
you guys can
about?
Continue.
How did you like?
I was gonna say, Dan, let me be like the 20th person to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you.
Being like the most influential.
Half of the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Well,
yeah.
Dave,
thank you.
Dave's a big congratulations guy.
Yeah.
Craziest part of that, though, is Darren Revelle being 39.
Like, yeah.
We all agree. That's just wild.
Or
that
influential.
Makes no sense. Or influential. Also true.
And but have you and PFT been arguing about who's more influential of the two?
Well, I mean, I'm a day older than him, so.
It's true.
I think that's.
Wait,
I've been more influential for longer as a day older, so.
And he didn't know what Pardon My Take meant.
True. Also true. Also true. This list, it was cool. I don't really,
I don't think that's like something you frame and put in your
house.
Did
you call your mom?
No, I did not.
What?
It was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock on a Monday night.
Is that late?
No, but it's just like, I don't know. I was just watching the Cubs game.
Hey, mom.
I was like, okay. Hey, mom, check out this website.
JJ Watt Part 2 tomorrow.
JJ Watt Part 2. Who you got coming on?
We got Spencer Haywood.
Ooh.
Not Hayward.
You going to ask him about cocaine?
I think we have to.
You have to.
I don't think we're going to have, like, the cocaine guy on and not talk about, like...
Yes.
It's cocaine. Like him and Len Bias, like the two cocaine guys. Can't ask Len Bias much these days.
Nope. Just keep saying the word party and see what he says. I think you can't outright. What do you think? You can't really outright.
How would you
broach? You gotta ask it.
Like, just
but
like,
how do
hey,
you bring it up?
Just do it.
Mark was saying rank like the best cocaine, because he played in a lot of cities. So, like, what were the best top, like Mount Rushmore of cocaine cities?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore, yeah. Features on your face that you most likely don't feel after doing some cocaine.
Ooh.
Nose. Go. Cheek. Your
tongue,
gums.
Tongue. Yeah,
your
tongue, gums.
Okay, we did it.
Yeah,
Mount
boom.
Rushmore. Good job, Spencer.
So no reason to listen to that interview anymore.
All right, well, thank you for coming. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm sorry that you like get thrust into a bunch of inside jokes. It's not easy.
I don't think
you have any idea what's going on with Kevin and Dave's.
Oh, no,
probably,
I picked that one up pretty quickly.
But it's very weird, like, jumping into this and being like, wait, this 4-year-old guy has a rivalry with a newborn?
A literal newborn?
Six hour old.
Not even 1 day old.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I've gotten to know Dave a little bit over the last couple weeks, and it just doesn't shock me at all. So
He holds his grudges very hard. I can't believe he might side with Shay Clancy, though.
That was her idea.
That's the best way to really stick it to KFC, too.
That's not going to say. He said he's going to call the kid Dave.
Do you ever think about this? You ever think, like, what the fuck this is all going to look like in 20 years?
This?
Just, like, the Dave and, like, when KFC, 2 is, like, a real human being. Like, what?
In college?
It blows my... Yeah, like, what... Is he going to pull up this, like, rundown of the day he was born and be like, look, that guy hated me.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, Trent's got, like, the newspaper clipping. Yeah. Like, he pulls up, like, the rundown.
It hurts my brain.
The technology won't even exist anymore.
True.
Like, how are you going to?
We'll all be holograms.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, like Tupac.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
That's the rundown.